নৈতন্মনস্তব কথা সুবিকুণ্ঠনাথ সম্প্রিয়তে দুরিত দুষ্টং হ্রদ তীব্রম কামাতুরং হর্ষ শোক ভয়সনার্থম তস্মিন কথম তব গতিং বিমৃশামি দীন। ট্রান্সলেশন বাই শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। মাই ডিয়ার লর্ড দি বৈকুণ্ঠ প্ল্যানেটস হোয়ার দেয়ার ইজ নো অ্যাংজাইটি, my mind is extremely sinful and lusty, being sometimes so-called happy, sometimes so-called distressed. My mind is full of lamentation and fear, and it always seeks more and more money. Thus it has become most polluted and is never satisfied in topics concerning you. I am therefore most fallen and poor. In such a status of life, how shall I be able to discuss your activities? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here Prahlad Maharaj represents himself as a common man, although he actually has nothing to do with this material world. Prahlad is always situated in the Vaikuntha planets of the spiritual world, but on behalf of the fallen souls, he asks how. When his mind is always disturbed with material things, he can discuss the transcendental position of the Lord. The mind becomes sinful because we are always engaged in sinful activities. Anything not connected with Krishna consciousness should be understood to be sinful. Indeed, Krishna demands in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Sarva Brahman Paityajyamami Kam Saranam Praja Antam Sarpapibhya Mukhishyam Masujah. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Don't fear. As soon as one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Krishna immediately leaves one of the reactions of sinful activities. Therefore, one who is not surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord should be understood to be sinful, foolish, degraded among men, and bereft of all real knowledge because of atheistic propensities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. Namam duskriti namurha prapadyante naradhama mayaya purhuta jnanam asuram bhavam asita. Therefore, especially in this age of Kali, the mind must be cleansed, and this is possible only by the chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra Cheta Darpana Marjanam. In this age, the process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only method by which to cleanse the sinful mind. When the mind is completely cleansed of all sinful reactions, one can then understand his duty in the human form of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to educate sinful men so that they may become pious simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Harar Nam Harar Nam Harar Nam Eva Kevalam Kalaunasti Vanasti Vanasti Bhagatiranyatha. To cleanse the heart so that one may become sober and wise in this age of Kali, there is no value to any method other than the chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prahlad Maharaj has confirmed this process in previous verse. Tad virjya gayano Mahamruta Magna Chitta. Prahlad further confirms that if one's mind is always absorbed in thought of Krishna, that very qualification will purify one and keep one purified always. To understand the Lord and His activities, one must free his mind from all contamination of the material world. And this one can achieve by simply chanting the Lord's holy name. Thus, one becomes free from all material bondage. Amar Paramaradhya Gurudev, Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, Gauri Bhashya. Naitan manastava kathasu vikunthanatha sampriyate durita dustam asadhu tibram kama puram harsa soka bhaye sanartam tasmin katham tapagatim vimrushami dina. This chapter, chapter 9 of 7th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, very important. Because in this chapter, the Prahlad Maharaj, one of the eminent Mahajanas, gives his most conclusive statements, which are very, very authoritative. Mahajanadika, Sri Satyamani, Mahajanadena, Sadasapantha, it has been said. One must follow the footsteps of Mahajana. Whatever Mahajana says must be accepted as authoritative. So, Prahlad Maharaj here, especially in this verse, speaks of a very important thing. He speaks on behalf of different souls of this age of Kali. Those were very, very fallen, very, very sinful, very, very degraded, dina, dispersed. So he says, he addresses here the Supreme Lord as Vaikunthanatha. Vaikuntha is that place where there is no anxiety. Spiritual kingdom, Lord's kingdom, is Vaikuntha Dham. Very name Vaikuntha signifies this thing. No anxiety. But here, in this material world, everyone is always full of anxiety. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this place, this material world, is dukhalayam rasudam. It's dukhalayam. This is a place full of miseries. No happiness here. And also, it's not eternal. Rasudam, it's temporal. At any time, it may finish. We are in such a world, such a situation, where there is in every step, there is danger. Pade pade vipadam. So, all the people here in this material world miserable place. And always filled with anxiety. They never get any sort of happiness or pleasure here. Moreover, this is Kali Yuga. The most degraded age of all ages is filled with sinful activities. Kali means pap, sin, adharma. Kali, another meaning is quarreling. So, the Lord Maharaj says that I am in such a position, in such a world, in such a situation. My mind is extremely sinful and lusty, he says. Sometimes happy, sometimes distressed, sometimes full of lamentation and fear. Very, very polluted mind. In such a mental condition, no one can be able to discuss the transcendental activities of the Lord. How can it be possible? He asked this question. And our beloved spiritual master Srila Prabhupada giving a nice purport. And this verse says, one must follow the instruction of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord Krishna is our only well-wishing friend, Shrudam Shrudana. He has said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. I am only Shruda, well-wishing friend of all living entities. So follow his instruction. Whatever he says, that will bring you good fortune and all auspiciousness, all benefit. He demands, giving his last instruction in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Prityajyam, Mami Kunsaranam Braja, Antansar Pape Vimukhishyam Mahasucha. He says this. Most important instruction. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Don't fear. You see. The Supreme Lord Krishna gives us assurance. He gives one way. He just says, just surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna and abandon all varieties of religion. Most important statement. And he knows everything. Sarvajnata. Omniscient. So he says, one may think, if I will give up all sorts of religion, something bad may happen to me, because I am giving up all sorts of religion, no religion. Then assures, don't fear, Mahasucha, don't fear. I assure you, I'll protect you. I'll deliver you from all sinful actions. Most important. Because the Supreme Lord, He's wonderful, powerful. He can do and undo things, whatever lies. So one should take this instruction seriously and surrender himself unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Unconditional surrender. Non-condition. Just surrender. This is the best process to cleanse oneself from all sorts of sinful reactions. And in this age, Kali, Yuga, in Shastra, the process has been given. Harinam, 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 eva kevalam kalu nasti va nasti va nasti eva gatiranyatha. In this age of Kali, there is only one process. Harinam eva kevalam. Take shelter of this Harinam. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This has been said. Take shelter of this holy name, the Lord. Because the name, holy name of the Lord and Lord are non-different, non-different. Abhinnatam. Nama namino. Shastra says this thing. There is no difference between the name of the Supreme Lord and Supreme Lord Himself. And especially, in this age of Kali, the Supreme Lord Krishna has incarnated Himself as His holy name. Nama rupe, Kali kale nama rupe, Krishna bhava. Nama hoite hoi sarvo. Jagadanishtha, nam vinakalikale nahi aro dharmo, sarva mantra saro namo yehi sastra marma. It has been said. This age of Kali, the Supreme Lord has incarnated Himself as His holy name, Namavata, name incarnation. No other incarnation is there in this age of Kali. You understand? And this Hari Naam, Krishna Naam, will deliver you from all sinful reactions. And it is so potential that the whole universe will be delivered. And this has been stated in all Vedic scriptures. Sarva Shastra Marma. So, that Supreme Lord Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago. And He just spread this thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He says this thing. He was chanting with His devotees, with His associates, and spreading this chanting of Harinam. Because in this age, the people are very, very fallen, you know, very, very sinful, very, very degraded. No other way is there except this chanting of holy name of the Lord to cleanse their minds, cleanse thee. So the Vaishnavas, the devotees, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come here and loudly chant the do congregation of Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they thus fill the whole atmosphere with this transcendental sound vibration. Thereby they purify the whole atmosphere. This transcendental sound vibration will touch your ear, touch any living entity. That will purify him. The soap potential. So Vaishnavas, the followers of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they only go on chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just do it. And see the effect, how it is purifying, how it cleanses, how it purifies the whole atmosphere, and how it purifies the heart and mind of living entities. There are such living entities, those who cannot speak, those who cannot utter. You see, some lower animals, and trees, stubble, they cannot, the birds, beasts, they cannot speak. And if this sound vibration touches them, their ear, they will be purified. You see, so powerful. And this is only process. Paranamiva kevala, no other process. Thus take part in this Nam Sankirtan. You are fallen, you are sinful, you are distressed, and every time, every moment, you are lamenting, you are facing dangers, you are always in anxiety. So this is an opportunity to you, if you want to be free from all these things. Just come and take part, standing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Be happy. My beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, went to the Western world where people are very, very degraded, very, very sinful, too much attachment to the material activities, sense gratification. They have developed a great sense of attachment to their material body, the heart and the feet. They don't know anything than this body. So much attached. Their mind is very, very polluted. They cannot get peace, happiness, though they have so much material opulence. They are always unhappy. Why? This is a clear proof. This material wealth, enjoyment cannot bring you any happiness. यही संस्कृत लाभ होगा दुख जो न यती आद्यंत पंत कौंतेय न ते सुरमति बुद्ध। कृष्ण भगवान सेज दिस थिंग श्रीमद्भगवद गीता। दिस मेटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट सेंस एंजॉयमेंट विल नेवर ब्रिंग यू एनी हैप्पीनेस, रेदर इट इज दुख जो न या इट इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल सोर्स ऑफ मिजरी। He says this thing. So the Buddha, learned man, intelligent man, they never run after this sensual gratification, a material pleasure. They know it very well. Now they say, Ramati Buddha. You understand? So my spiritual master, beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, is a Buddha, very learned person, Vaishnava, Paramahansa. So, he went there and saw the miserable condition of the people of that land, Stonewall. Especially, he found many young men, young boys and girls, taking. So, very funny. Marijuana, heroin, very strong, intoxicants, and becoming mad, growing so much long hair, hippies, just rolling, becoming mad, they're just rolling on the ground, everywhere they're rolling. Beside the roadside, in the gardens, in the river bank, always they are holy. They try to forget such miserable conditions by taking such strong intoxicants. And they are known as hippies. The Prabhupada went there. He just went with a pair of karta and just chanted Hare Krishna, playing his karta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This transcendental sound vibration just spread. So the hippies, they are attracted. It has so wonderful effect. This transcendental sound vibration. They come around and encircle Prabhupada. And he has continued chanting. They are just listening. So, chant came. You see, they are attracted. Krishna is all attractive. His name is also attractive. His prasad is also attractive. Prabhupada has taken some prasad also. I'll stick to prasad. Oh, nice. Prasad. So they are attracted. And he turned. The hippies become happy. The hippies become happy. This is miraculous activity. You see. Harar naam, harar naam, harar naam eva, kevalam, karo naasti eva, naasti eva, naasti eva, that is annyatha. Therefore, now this answer has been given. Just come, take part in this harinam, sankirtan, with the devotees, sadhu, vishnavaj, and get yourself purified. No lamenting, don't fear. This is the only process given. Thus one becomes free from all material bondage. Eko Krishna nama kore sarva papa yo. This has been stated. If you can chant one name, Krishna, it will purify you from all sinful actions. But to speak of hallucinating, it is so potential. Religions, bhavas, meditation, or any other attainment that is equal or superior to this holy name. Neither renunciation, control of the mind, any meritorious deed, nor the highest aspiration is equal to or higher than this holy name. It is the name alone that is the highest form of mukti. The name alone is the ultimate end in life. Resort to the name alone yields the highest kind of peace. Resort to the name alone is the abiding welfare. Resort to the name is the highest devotion. Recourse to the name alone is the ultimate end of knowledge. Attachment to the name alone is the highest love. Recollection of the name alone is the true remembrance. The name alone is the rest cause of all beings, and the name alone is their soul master. The name alone is the highest object of worship, and the name alone is the highest amongst of all spiritual masters. The name is alone. So, take shelter of this holy name and get everything. Why are you in anxiety? Free yourself from the anxiety. Be happy.
Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. This is quite good. Where are they from?
Adi Purana. Yes.
Spoke about anyone who was speaking in it? Who spoke them?
Who spoke them?
Who was reciting them?
It is in Adi Purana, one of the Vedic scriptures written by Vyasadeva.
So, is it a conversation between two people? Is it just a broad statement?
Broad statement.
I just wonder whether maybe it was Lord Shiva talking about Parvati or something.
Whatever it may be, this is the conclusive statement. Just accept.